Chapter 52. The Present Day. Kelsey cracked open her swollen eyes, letting in a slit of bright light. Her eyelids felt heavy and her vision was blurry. Her head hurt. Everything hurt. As her brain slowly came online, signals of pain flooded in from every part of her body. Gasping, she tried to sit up, but she couldn't move. She strained her eyes, processing her unfamiliar surroundings. A machine bleeped near her head, but she couldn't face it. Something hard was restricting her neck movements. She gazed at the foot of her bed, squinting.
Michael?
Michael awoke with a start and rushed to Kelsey's side.
You're awake, he gushed, welling up with relief.
He stroked her cheeks tenderly, barely touching them. Such was his fear of causing any pain to her fragile, damaged body. Kelsey rasped, unable to speak further. Michael grabbed a beaker, punching a straw through into the water. Pressing a button on the wall, he raised the back of the bed slightly, then held the straw to Kelsey's mouth. She sipped thirstily, then spluttered, unleashing agonizing pain across her ribs. She tried to wipe her chin, but she couldn't lift either arm.
Don't worry about moving right now. I've got you covered, soothed Michael.
What happened?
Said Kelsey.
You were in a car accident.
The night before came back to her in flashes, as she remembered leaving the facility and being chased by a car. The driver. There was something about the driver. Red hair.
The detective! Is she here?
Stammered Kelsey.
What? No, why would she be?
Kelsey slumped, confused. Michael rubbed her hand gently.
I was so worried I'd lost you. You're my partner. My soulmate. I never want to let you go again, choked Michael.
Kelsey looked at him, at his tender face and his missing arm.
I guess this makes us about even, she said with a groan.
I never stopped loving you, said Michael, weeping freely.
She felt his hand in hers and rubbed her thumb across his knuckles.
I always thought you were the dumb one. Hacking off your own arm to try and cheat death. Yet here I am, in hospital for trying to cheat life. Turns out we're both as dumb as each other.
Perfectly suited, if you ask me. I'm so sorry we drifted. I'm sorry for everything, wept Michael.
Me too. I love you, Michael. Always have. I always will,
said Kelsey, her eyes filling with tears.
You should rest, he said, wiping tears from his cheeks.
Can you call the kids? I don't want them to find out if my work calls or anything.
I doubt they'll be up at this time, but I'll try the porters at Olive's University. They should be able to wake her. Then she can look after Taylor.
Can't Toma do that?
Said Kelsey. A lump formed in Michael's throat as he pictured Toma slumped and lifeless at the kitchen table. He had to warn Olive before Taylor found the robot's body and freaked out.
Don't worry about it.
I'll sort all that stuff out. You just rest. I'll be right back. I'm not leaving this place without you ever again, he said. Kelsey smiled at her beloved, broken husband and squeezed his hand. Michael leaned forwards and gave her a long, tender kiss on the forehead, then left the room. Michael was glowing. After years of getting it all so wrong, he finally had another shot at making amends and living his life with the woman he'd loved since the first days of his adulthood. What had happened was horrific, but she was alive, and that was all that mattered. Together, they had overcome anything. Following some hasty phone calls, the university porters had roused Olive, who was now looking after Taylor and the boys. Basking in relief with his errands completed, Michael returned to the ICU. He backed into ICU room 2, carrying a tray of tea, coffee, juices, and smoothies. He wasn't sure whether Kelsey wanted any of them, but he wanted her to know she could have anything she wanted, anytime. He was there for her. For real this time. Michael opened the door with his back so as not to spill any of the drinks. On the off chance she was awake, he was ready to greet his wife with a ta-da. His face fell.
What's going on? He said, confused.
Automatons surrounded Kelsey, removing all the medical equipment plugged into her body. Kelsey was sitting up, wincing as they pulled the IVs out. She fixed Michael with a desperate, broken look. His eyes fell to her hand, and the slender item clutched in it. A faded, yellow-brown envelope with Kelsey's signature on the front. Time stood still as Michael processed the situation. The automatons glided out of the room, taking Kelsey's redundant drips with them. Michael shook his head in disbelief, refocusing on Kelsey's face as if her hands were completely empty.
"I got your favorite, freshly squeezed OJ," he said, approaching the bed.
"Michael.
Or if you don't want that, there's hot tea."
"Honey.
I've got brown sugar and white, too, because I know you like to mix them."
"Michael, stop. It's over." Kelsey placed a hand on his cheek and stroked his face gently. Michael swallowed, shaking his head as tears flooded his eyes.
"It's okay, sweetie. It's my time," said Kelsey, her voice quavering.
"But I did the offering," stammered Michael.
"I'm sure you did everything you could, sweet man. But my fate was sealed when I picked this envelope 19-odd years ago."
She guided his hand to set the drinks aside, then placed her letter in its place.
"Feel it, Michael. That's what my decision feels like. It's not your fault. It's not anybody else's. It's just my reality. I was given 3 paths, and this is the one I chose."
"You deserve more," whispered Michael.
Kelsey looked at him softly.
"I'm not sure that's true."
"I can't carry on without you. I know we've been distant, but I always thought in the end we would..."
He trailed off, sobbing. Kelsey soothed him, stroking his hair.
"This is the end, my sweet, and we did it. We are okay now, my love. Listen, we don't have long. My appointment is soon. The machines will be back for me in a minute or two, so I need you to promise me one thing before I go."
Don't say these things," begged Michael.
"This is happening, sweetheart, whether you or I like it or not. The only thing we can control here is how we part, and I want to see your beautiful smile one more time. Listen to me, honey. Look after the kids. I know you will. Be kind to Olive. She'll forgive you in time, and she loves you deep down, and I..."
Kelsey faltered, composing herself.
"I need to thank you for everything you've done for Taylor. I said I couldn't look after her because of work and the risk of investigation. You cared for her every day, no questions asked. But the truth is, Michael, I couldn't face her. I couldn't bear to look at what I'd done to her."
Kelsey stared at the ceiling, forcing her tears away. She didn't want to waste another precious second on misery, but the guilt was overwhelming. She would never be able to fix what she'd done.
"I nearly did it, you know? I nearly had a cure. You are her only hope now, Michael. I need you to take my ID card and go to my office before my clearance is deactivated. In my top drawer, there's a journal. The key's in my bag here. You must protect that journal. The last solution I entered works, but the dose I tested was too strong. I need you to find a way of getting it perfected. I think it can reverse the damage I inflicted on Taylor, but if the dose is wrong, it'll make her worse. Get the journal, Michael. Then it's vital that you find the chemical store in the building. It's on basement level 1. Get everything listed in the recipe, because you won't be able to get those substances anywhere else. They're controlled by the ministry. Don't get caught. Can you do this for me, Michael?"
Michael stared at her, catching up with the tidal wave of information.
But there's no way I can get to the clinic and back before your appointment. You'll have to go
alone."
"I know," said Kelsey.
"I can't let you do that."
"It's not your choice, honey. It's mine. Fetch my ID card from the wall, would you?"
Michael retrieved it in a daze and handed it to Kelsey, who tenderly placed it in his breast pocket.
"Listen to me, Michael. I can live with dying alone. I'll be alone once I'm across the threshold, so a few final steps before that makes no difference, right? What I can't handle is dying knowing all my efforts to save Taylor were wasted. Please, Michael, see my work through. Make it count for something. Fix her. I was so close."
two automatons entered the room and glided to either side of the bed. Kelsey retrieved her letter from Michael's limp hand, then pulled him close for a final kiss.
"Goodbye, sweet man. Now hurry, I beg you."
Michael watched the machines wheel her out of the room. His head spun as he stared at the empty space where her bed had been seconds before. Then he ran.